Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a fabulous, fabulous Friday. We know it is already a fabulous Friday for our next guest, Macaulay School football coach Ralph Potter, winning his second state championship with the Blue Tornado, going up to Cookeville last night. A bus breaks down on the way up. It doesn't matter. Macaulay still puts it on MBA 28-7. Ralph, congratulations. How are you today?
Tired but happy.
We're not even 20 hours since you won this thing. What emotion would you say you felt the most? Joy, relief, pride? I imagine you've gone through a little bit of everything. What have you kind of experienced the most?
You know, I think it started for me this past week, when we had our last practice on Wednesday and seeing the seniors leave the field for the last time. You're sad about that, but at the same time excited about the game. Today has just been, happiness for our kids, for our coaches, for all the people in the school that really got behind this and are enjoying it. And it's something that doesn't come along very often, so I hope everybody kind of soaks it in.
You mentioned, building off your last point, you grew up the son of a legendary coach in this area who knocked on the door of a state championship several times, never won one. With this being your second, what kind of feels different about this one compared to the one in 01?
When you win the first one, you think, well, we'll win it again next year. it's 18 years apart. So I think I probably try to enjoy the process a little bit more. I think as an older guy, you know a little bit more of the pitfalls, and you're a little bit more centered yourself and more mature. So you just have to do the best you can all the time, and that's what life's about. And I think I'm a little bit more calm, I think, than I was last time.
You've had a history of scheduling tough, and this year was no different. And there have been years where sometimes that schedule can take a toll, whether it's just been injuries or just being worn down. You play the Clearwater Academy team and then lose to Innsworth, so you don't close the regular season the way you want. I asked Stephen Hargis this yesterday when he was on the way to Cookeville. How much do you think the time off, having that open date before the first round of the playoffs, and then even having this past week off, it looks like, you kind of had the pressure of being that favorite all year, and then the time off, it really seemed to kind of rejuvenate you guys to where you got your legs back under you and started steamrolling folks again.
It was. We probably were healthier last night than we've been in a long time. I think what happened for us is that we went through those seven games that they were early and won them all and achieved at a high level. And it looked like we had an open date and then three more games, but it looked like we were going to be the number one team. And we got stale, honestly. You could tell. But it was almost like we, needed to go through that. Because when we got beat by Innsworth, especially, the guys realized, if we don't do this, we're done. And how terrible that would be, to have such a good season, lose three in a row. And so they were very responsive of what we were doing. We changed some personnel around that made us a little bit better, I thought, especially on defense. And we really, those 2 weeks, we really had physical practices. It was like camp. And they responded well to that, and I think it did rejuvenate them. And I think we got a lot better over the last month, which I'm really proud of. I don't know if we had really had to strain during weeks 8, 9, 10, if we would have had that left, but I think we had a lot of reserve left to improve.
You mentioned at the top about the seniors and their last practice and just kind of the realization of that. In a way, I mean, and this does not belittle your last two teams that you have, but is there an aspect to this state championship that does feel like it was 3 years in the making, given that these guys as sophomores really started, you know, doing some special things?
Yeah, you can tell when these guys were in middle school that they were going to be pretty good. And they had such a spirit about them that I think has really helped the last two teams as well. But I think our program has improved during that period of time. I think we've gotten better as a staff during that period of time. We work really well together now. And so I think it has been a building process. And I really think, last year I think we probably went over 15 of them had been hurt. You know, I mean, he was had a bad shoulder, couldn't really throw the ball. And I think that kind of got us in the end. And then, I think some of the offensive changes that Coach Bradford made this year were really beneficial to us. So I think it has been in the making. I wish we had done it 2 years in a row. You know, I think we could have done it last year too, but we missed an opportunity.
You're listening to Ralph Potter, who led McCauley to its second state championship with a 28-7 thumping of MBA last night in Cookeville. You're listening to Coach Potter here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, who were some of the names of folks who either texted or emailed that made you smile some congratulations that we may or may not know?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I have had probably – I'm still getting them. To the point where, I'm gonna have to reserve some time just to go back and respond to them all. A lot of them are from old players. Going back, we had Jason Hall, who was on our 01 team, the last state championship team.
Right.
He's on our athletic council now. He was there last night. And we've had a lot of other players all through the years do that. I had some Brentwood Academy people, text me. I had some Baylor people text me, Austin Clark even texted me. He never texts. So I was really proud of that one. I thought, man, he loves me, man. He's texting. So it's been a lot of folks,
All right, I got to interject real quick because you mentioned Austin Clark. Austin Clark is one of the – he was coaching Baylor when I was still a student there, and I asked him one time, I go, do you know your record against McCauley? And he goes, sure I do. He goes, I just don't tell anybody. Do you know your record at the Baylor-McCauley rivalry? Because you're like Saban. You've been a winner on both sides of this thing, kind of like with LSU and Bama. If I asked you just point blank, do you know your record in that rivalry as a head coach?
Well, I'd have to count it up, to be honest with you, but I don't want to sound too cocky, but if I didn't win most of them, I still wouldn't be coaching.
to that end, Coach, I'm curious about the emotional state on both the front end and the back end. Driving over there, were you more excited or nervous?
Until the bus broke.
I honestly have got to the point where I really want it for our kids, and I think I've done this long enough where I'm pretty good at it, and I want to give that as a gift to them, and so I handle the ups and downs a whole lot better. I'm a lot more even keeled now, I think, than I was a few years ago.
Okay.
So
and that makes a ton of sense. And, Coach, you've now got two of these, and as you said, you'd have to go back and count them up, but I'm certain you're much more on the positive side in the game that matters most around these parts. You are 100% pretty good at this, all right? Can we go ahead and just say that?
I appreciate that.
When it was over, did you feel more relief or joy?
Joy. Truly, yeah. Most of the time, you're feeling relief, like Ben's work. I felt relief, but this is that we climbed the mountain, so we were at the top, and so yeah, it was a really joyous thing. It was really cool to see our crowd. I mean, we had so many people there, and we had were just great about it and very cooperative. And you know, we had our bus breakdown, so our band buses were about 20 minutes behind us, and so we had about half our team had to cram into the band buses, and we all rolled up there together. You know, and it's a really cool thing to see the school get that involved, how many alums are involved, I think at school today, I mean, all anybody could talk about, and it's a uniting thing in the school among so many people.
You're listening to Ralph Potter, whose Blue Tornado won the state championship last night with a 28-7 win over MBA. Ralph, I had totally forgotten, and I know this is a sore subject because you had to experience some of these until Stephen wrote that article about MBA's success against you guys the last dozen or so years. The fact that y'all didn't play them this year, do you think, was there ever any mental, could you tell your kids were, is that something they even thought about, the fact that MBA had done so well against McCauley teams in the past few years?
If they did, they didn't tell me. I detected nothing about that, you know, and that, you know, that's why, I mean, everybody's got to talk about something, and I'm aware of that, and I'm thinking, well, you know, we haven't done this for a long time, but then, you know, you're so far, you're into the details of it, and so you see your team and you see their team, and it's 2019, it's not any other year, and it really only matters what's going to happen out on that field, and so I felt like we had a really good matchup against NBA, probably better than the one we had against Ensworth. And so I felt like, and I think our kids felt like, that if we just went up there and played our game without many mistakes, that we were going to win the game. And that's, so we were pretty confident, I think.
Well, Ralph, as someone who graduated from Baylor and someone who graduated from Auburn, I think from start to finish, this was the best Iron Bowl I've ever seen. And I think from start to finish, this was the best Baylor-McCauley game I've ever seen. What was your reaction? Because I know you said that in the paper. You said this is, and I know you're a little bit older than I am. I think you were a senior when I was in eighth grade, because I think that was like a 28-7 job at Chamberlain Field that year. But like when you talk about
the century, yeah.
When you talk about that game, what were walking off that field that night? That had to be just incredible what you just witnessed. I mean, even Baylor-McCauley fans can sometimes go at it. I mean, people after that game were just going, we just watched something incredible.
Yeah, it was truly a great game, because I don't think either defense played badly. I think that both teams produced play after play after play. You know, the plays that D'Lo and Eric made, the calls that were being made, you know, and I thought those were great. And, you know, every time we thought that we kind of had them on the ropes, then they would come up with, you know, Elijah making a play or one of the receivers making a great catch. And, you know, but even that one, you know, it was a great example of what happened for us over the years, because, you know, we let them score, and then we had the ball with about half a quarter left in the game and just drove it down and scored the first down to go ahead and win the game. And that was indicative of everything that happened.
Well, Ralph, listen, congratulations on what you guys accomplished. I love the picture in the Times Free Press this morning of practically your entire team holding up that trophy. I'm sure Jeff Romero is going to find a way to get that thing blown up and hung in the offices somewhere over there. But listen, congratulations on a fantastic season that culminates with a second state championship.
Well, thank you so much. We're all excited.
All righty. Ralph Potter, the head coach of McCauley School, taking the Blue Tornado to a second state title with a 28-7 thumping of MBA. 648-1051 is the number. Back with more. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.